This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, we've talked a lot about the elections on Tuesday, what they mean, and I've been listening to every pundit on the planet and the president and everybody else. It's hard to know, and who knows if it's a harbinger for what's going to happen in the midterms, which I think would be much more important. It's a long, long way away, but we're going to get a bunch of different perspectives both today and tomorrow, and you know, we'll talk with Eric Erickson from the Eric Erickson Show in a little bit, but right now I want to talk to Joe Borelli, a former New York City Council member and Republican now with Chartwell Strategy, joining us here in Brian and Company. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I mean, there's I've been consuming a lot of content on this, so I'm going to ask an open-ended question to start. I mean, there's a couple of, you know, some people think like a Mamdani win is a gift to Republicans long term if it falls on his face. Others think, say, we should be paying attention to what's happening in Virginia, New Jersey, New York City. What are your general thoughts on what happened on Tuesday?
I think the Mamdani win is actually a gift to the Republican Party. The others, however, are not. But it definitely exposes a fundamental split in the Democratic Party. And this is how I've been comparing it over the past 24 hours. You know, someone who's like a general leader in the Republican Party, like Marco Rubio, for example, he can be plug and played into about two dozen states that lean Republican, and he could win for governor in those states. Democratic Party is not like that. Mamdani could never win for governor in Virginia and governor in New Jersey. Conversely, those two candidates could never win in the most high-profile race of the year, which is the Mamdani race in New York City. There's a major gap in the party, and the Mamdani wing of the party is motivated. They're on the ascendancy. They're extremely competent when it comes to campaigns. We can't pretend like they're not. And that's going to cause a major, major gap. We already saw primary challenges coming out of the Bronx, New York, where an incumbent, Richie Torres, is going to be challenged by a guy named Michael Blake. So you're already seeing the fracturing of the party just because of the enthusiasm and the motivation and the recent success of the left wing.
So you're basically saying that, you know, New Jersey, Virginia, more moderate, you know, wing, if you will, or strain of the party, and Mamdani is an example of just the hard left, you know, just really finding lightning in a bottle. But if the Democrats more broadly nationally adopt the Jersey Virginia approach, then they might be more formidable next year?
Yeah, I mean, we got to worry about what happens in November of 2026. They got to worry about what's going to happen in June or September, depending on when the primaries are in any particular state. I mean, you're going to see challenges against incumbent members. I mean, certainly, you know, Chuck Schumer is not up until 2028, but the large story is how AOC will eventually primary him. And I think that's a very real thing. It's very likely to happen. You're going to see that play out on a smaller level in congressional races around the country come this next cycle. If the left is as motivated as we think, a lot of those primary challengers can win. Look, this is how we got the squad. This is fundamentally how we got AOC. I mean, she won a primary against an incumbent Democrat, an institutional Democrat, probably the next in line to be speaker, and she won. And unfortunately, the Democratic Party didn't do well after that cycle because they were caught up in this battle between the left and the center.
Mm-hmm. Joe Borelli, former New York City councilman here on Brian & Company, now with Chartwell Strategy. Of course, Ozzie Paloma, our good friend, is one of the managing partners of the firm. You know, I'm curious about issues. You know, I watched the president and Bret Baier last night, and clearly in terms of, you know, whether it be talking points or just briefing, you know, this issue of affordability, you know, you have affordability, you have the immigration issue, the shutdown, you know, in terms of like, what are the healthcare, what are the issues swirling around here? And I'm curious, because the president addressed affordability. He was like, listen, it's way better than under Biden. But clearly the affordability thing is an issue for people, because no matter what they're told, if it is actually more expensive at the grocery store, it's more expensive. My question to you is, what are the signature issues that are going to go into next year as one, two, or three?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Look, it's tough to tell right now. It is a lifetime before next election cycle. Fundamentally, the issue of people's wallets are not going to go away. They're never going to go away. And I think that's where the Trump administration has to start delivering on the benefits of the tariffs. Right, they were in the court yesterday, the Supreme Court. Oral arguments, trying to keep the tariffs in play. There's no question that the tariffs provide the president with a tremendous bit of leverage in accomplishing some goals, repatriating American jobs, things like that. The American public's going to want to see some return, though, on their pocketbook at some point before that. I think that's still going to be the constant. We don't know exactly what the other issues, the tertiary issues, might be, but in my opinion, just looking at it from a year out, I think that's where people are going to demand results from the Republican Party, and they're going to hold them to account.
You know, I'm curious, Joe, and you can take it wherever you'd like. I mean, you're obviously a lifelong Republican. You're a supporter of the president. You know, the immigration issue, I think a lot of people in the middle were like, yeah, if you're a convicted criminal or a criminal and you're not here legally, you should be gone. Now it really feels like there are people whose only crime is actually being in the country without documentation, which then, in my opinion, they need some due process. But, you know, do you think that there's a chance that the administration is overshooting this immigration issue a little bit?
I'm not sure about that. Look, I mean, when you talk about due process, every single person who gets deported is adjudicated by an administrative judge, an immigration judge. That's just how it's done. No one's deported without that, whether it's before they're detained by ICE or after they're detained by ICE. And the people that are being rounded up in these ICE raids, oftentimes and many times, if they're not accused of any subsequent crime other than being here illegally, it's because they're housed with people who are committing crimes, or they're associated with people who are committing crimes. ICE can't look the other way if they raid someone's apartment and one person is a convicted burglar, but 10 other people are there illegally. And unfortunately, that is a burden that that community has to deal with. But this comes with the territory of being in a country undocumented. I mean, this is what would happen to you if you were living in another country undocumented. You would run the risk of getting caught up in the justice system when people around you, unfortunately, got caught up in the justice system.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – we have 2 minutes and I have another important question. I just feel like maybe the Latin vote seems to have swung a little bit in some of these areas, and that might be a little bit of the reason. I'm trying to parse it out myself and figure out why. The shutdown, sort of like, who's got the leverage now and when is this going to end?
The billion-dollar question, the trillion-dollar question. Look, I think the Democrats waited for the election to see what would happen. I think there was a report in Politico yesterday basically saying how senior Democratic leadership, the left-leaning part, the Bernie Sanders wings, are saying, no, now we should double down and keep the momentum that they think they felt in the election. And they did have momentum on Tuesday night. And if they're being blamed for the shutdown, but somehow in Virginia, every single county moved towards the left, it is encouraging for them. It should be encouraging for them. But it does fundamentally prove the point that Republicans are making, that this is all a big political ploy by the Democratic Party to eventually hurt Americans, whether they work for the government or rely on the government.
Joe, thank you, bud. I appreciate it. Really good stuff.
Anytime. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.